And it's a big good morning to the world's greatest form analyst on the Breakfast Club, Dean Lester, who joins us every week for the Friday Form. He's back again. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
Are you up and about?
Absolutely. It's Caulfield Cup Eve. Why wouldn't you be?
My appetite was whetted last week with the guineas, and I'm very excited about tomorrow, I must admit.
Are you fashions on the field again? Backing up?
No. The title was
the blue
was
pastel.
Nice.
Oh, the blue pastel was outstanding.
The baby blue. They seem to like that.
I think it got a run on off the bit the next the next few days.
Yeah, it did. And I got another one, a bit of a darker blue,
which
is coming up next week on off the bit.
Righto. Must watch television.
Matches his beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
They pop. My eyes pop. They tell me, Dino, when I wear those blue jackets.
Yeah, you're radiant with that colour.
Let's not overdo it. Nick Quinn, speaking of radiant, is in the studio with us from the tab this morning. Good morning, Quinny.
Big week for punters at Caulfield so far. The heavily backed favourite winning both the Caulfield Guineas and the Blue Sapphire, and hopefully that trend can continue tomorrow.
Can I ask you about Blue Sapphire Day? Is it a big day for the tab?
It's solid.
It used to be old Thousand Guineas Day.
Yeah, I think what's happened is we've seen the Saturday get even bigger in terms of an interest and turnover perspective, and obviously the Wednesday has suffered as a result, but it's still a really nice midweek program, and Group 3 racing midweek's always a good thing.
Righty-o, well, let's get our teeth into the quaddy. First-time players, that's what we do. We have a bit of a look at the quaddy legs in the Melbourne Metro meeting normally on a Saturday. That's what we do on a Friday morning. So we've got a ripping day to get our teeth into tomorrow, and we start with Race 7 is the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow, the Coogee Cup. Over the 2,000 metres, and there's been a scratching. Sir John Lavery for Liam Howley has been scratched, Dino, but we've got Best of Days for James Cummings and Super Freak James McDonald on board, tab favourite at $3.20.
Yeah, and I think we'll also have 60s Groove scratched two half.
Oh, of course, after winning yesterday.
Winning yesterday. I think he's got a great chance, Best of Days. He ran well behind Furion last start, and he's obviously close to a win. I think Trap for Fools will just run along in front here and be very hard to run down. His effort in the Turnbull Stakes was terrific against Winks, and I think he just makes his own luck here, and he's the one to beat. Certainly, I think Best of Days is the main danger. I think the other James Cummings runner in Tally, he ran well in the Turnbull as well, and he was only second up there, so he's open to improvement. And I would just think that they've targeted races like the Coogee. He won a similar sort of race over the Sydney Championships, winning the JRA Plate. So I think he's a good chance, and maybe Life Less Ordinary next best. But I think the principal chances are 3, 7, and 1, and maybe number 4 next best.
Number 3, Trap for Fools, has been 650 into 420. Now, the second elect at that quote, Best of Days, a 420 favourite. Do you anticipate Trap for Fools might even jump favourite if this trend continues?
Strong chance. Probably depending on how the day's panning out by this stage, because you know where he's going to be in the run. He's going to lead. So if the leaders are going okay, he could well start favourite.
All right, so we hope that happens because we love Jared McLean here on the Breakfast Club, so we hope Trap for Fools runs well for him. 3 from 7 and 1 in the first leg of the Quaddy, the Coogee Cup. The second leg is the feature, the $5 million Group 1 Stella Artois Caulfield Cup over the 2,400 metres. A full field going around and Kings Will Dream. Well, the market didn't change too much. We spoke about that earlier in the week after the barrier draw because all the good ones drew well, Dino. Kings Will Dream for DK Weir and C. Williams at $5 favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and he's had a terrific preparation into it half. They've known since winning the Mornington Cup in April that he was in the field. So he's just been building his form at weight for age. Now he gets to a handicap race where he drops in weight down to 53 kilos, as you mentioned, a good draw. I think he'll run very well. I think a horse with a similar profile is Holmesman, who had a pretty solid hit out last week in the Caulfield Stakes, but back to a handicap here. Ben Mellon probably, that's about as light as he rides, 53 kilos. I think he'll get a great run from the draw. I think they'll be very similarly placed in the run, so I think they'll be pretty conscious of each other, and I think they've got great winning chances, numbers 13 and 14. I think it's 5 main chances, and I think the others are 7, the Taj Mahal. He's come up with a wide draw, but I think he'll roll to the front, and I think then it probably James McDonald will get going early, a bit similar to Yucatan last week. I don't know if it'll be as successful, but I think he'll ride him aggressively and put him into the race, and I think he can run well. Young Star, obviously the run behind Winks was terrific. Getting around Caulfield, different scenario here, bigger field, but she's a very good mare. And I think the Cliffs of Moher was a terrific run last week. Just where he gets to from that inside draw, if he can hold his spot early, then he's a great chance. It'll just probably be the first 400 metres that decides his fate a little bit.
So $5 the field at the moment, Quinny. Kings of Dreams had a terrific campaign, as Dino said, leading into this, but still good value for plenty of runners in this race.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And considering Kings Will Dream got as short as $4.60 a month ago, the $5 on offer does appeal. The Cliffs of Moher has also been popular since the barrier draw 8 into 7. But Dino, I just wanted to ask you about the Japanese duo Chestnut Coat and then Soul Impact. They're hard to assess, but we've seen historically these runners have always performed well here. Is it worth keeping them safe for your multiples just in case they are too brilliant?
Traditionally, probably they've been a bit hit and miss, I think. I mean, we've seen, obviously, Admire Acti and saw the Quinella and the Melbourne Cup, but there's been a few in between. Chestnut Coat looks a reasonable quality horse. He's got enough weight, and Soul Impact's got the outside draw, and I'd be sort of risking them, to be honest.
Chestnut Coat, when they had that owner's meeting about what are we going to name this horse, Dino, how long do you reckon that meeting went for?
I don't think they put a lot into it.
Chestnut Coat. That's what it's got, Whitey.
It has. They probably didn't spend enough time on it.
But regardless, they've got a Caulfield Cup runner. And Mick Price has got his first Caulfield Cup runner, Quinny.
He does. Mighty Boss, who basically Mick was saying he's going to just close his eyes and someone's going to let him know when the race is over. He's not overly confident about the 100-to-1 shot there, who did win at similar odds in the Caulfield Guineas last year. One other runner, Dino, I just wanted to ask you about is Soundcheck, number 5 from the Moroni stable, who is a beautiful-looking beast. Do you reckon he'll take benefit from this run towards the Melbourne Cup?
I'd say so. He's a horse that's been sort of on the radar for a while for a Melbourne Cup. His wins in Germany, especially one at 3,200 metres, was outstanding. His most recent run to Best Solution was quite good, and he's got a very good record. He'll probably have to go back a little bit from the draw here, but as long as he's hitting the line, I think he'd be in contention come Melbourne Cup day.
Now, we did see an absolute bolter win the Caulfield Cup last year. Yeah. If there was to be a shock, who would it be? If you had a $2
That's
free
a good
bet,
question.
Who would you have it on?
As in, what price was our winner last year?
Boom time.
51, was it? 51?
Yeah, 50 51 into 35, I think.
Have the long shots. Gallic Chieftain.
The Chief.
Only because he's drawn 2, and you look at the draw, he's got Cliffs of Moher outside him, Homesman, Kings Will Dream. I just think he'll be in the group of the right horses, where last week he was out very wide on the track. So if there was an absolute bolter, it would be Gallic Chieftain for me.
Trained by Darren Weir as well. So.
Rama, you were talking about Gallic Chieftain in our pre-show meeting.
Yeah, I don't know why.
All of a sudden the chest is out, isn't it? Guru-like.
When the guru says the horse's name, and I'm no guru horse racing man, so I don't know. I think it always runs well. Always runs well, Gallic Chieftain.
2 weeks in a row, a little bit of editorial content from Rammer in the racing segment.
Yeah, we think that's fantastic getting involved. So numbers again, Dino, for that second leg, the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup?
13, 14, 7, 18 and 2.
All right, that is the first two legs down of the quaddy for Caulfield Cup Day. Time to turn our attention now to our jockey in focus, the jockey in focus for our superannuation partner, Lucrative Super, because every Australian deserves financial dignity. And today, that jockey is Tim Clark, who joins us on the Friday Form. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, guys. How
are
you going?
We are terrific, thank you. Just before we get too deep into this, we had a chat to a mate of yours, Aaron Pike, the other day after his win in the PGA. He was talking about your ride this weekend. I want you to have a listen to what your mate Azza said.
I do know that Timmy Clark is on a horse in the Caulfield Cup, and he did give me a call last night to let me know I'm probably going to go to the Caulfield Cup, and he thinks it's worth a go, so maybe the listeners should have a go at that.
So you didn't say too much because you didn't tell him what the name was, Tim, but it is, of course, Mighty Boss. Is Aaron on the money here? What's going on?
Look, it's good to see Aaron get a win the other day, and I'm not sure when he done that interview. He might have been a little bit hungover still. But we're going to have a throw at the stumps and Mighty Boss. Obviously, I've got some other good rides on the day, and but it's obviously exciting to have my first ride in a Caulfield Cup. And as I said, he's drawn a bit awkward. I would have loved to have drawn a bit softer, but we can't win it if we're not in it. That's for sure.
That is true. Dino's keen to talk to you about some of your other rides as well, Dino.
Yeah, Timmy, you've got 4 other really good rides and you've been in great form, 8 wins from your last 14 rides, and Graceful Glamour's one of those good rides in the Ethereal that you won the Oaks trial on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she's a tough little filly, and you know, she, I think she's just shown that she's appreciated stepping out to these longer trips. Obviously, it's another step up in class for her again on Saturday. But she couldn't have been more impressive at Flemington, her first go down in Victoria. She's been back to Sydney, just had a trial to keep her ticking over in between. She trialled sort of as good as she can trial. She's one of them horses that she doesn't give you much of a field sort of the trials and that, but definitely race day she gives you everything she's got, and she's extremely honest, and she'll make her own luck up on the speed, and she's sure to run well again.
Probably the same applies to Thinking Big. He'll be up on the speed. I've thought he's a Derby chance for a while. He gets his chance in the Caulfield Classic back onto a drier track.
I think the drier track's really going to suit him. When he won the Gloaming at Rose Hill, dry track, showed a really good turn of foot. I think just the other day he was second up off a sort of little let up, and it was 2,000 at Randwick and done a bit of work early in the race, and it just told on him late. But now with that run under his belt at the 2,000, dry track, he's a lovely horse, and Gay and Adrian have had him earmarked for the Derby for quite a while, so I'm sure he'll bounce back and show his true form there tomorrow.
You won the Tristark last year for Gay and Adrian on Global Glamour. You ride Shamook tomorrow. Another one back onto dry ground and back in distance.
Yeah, I think back in distance is going to suit her, although I think she will stretch out over furthering. No worries, but I think that she's back in trip. She's really hard fit. Can probably be aggressive on her tomorrow and really make it a bit of a test. And you know, she won the Golden Pendant in good style. Beating, although Invincibella was unlucky that day, but still was able to beat her. And she's obviously gone down to Melbourne and ran well, and she's got form around Savagiano and this preparation. Then you go back through all the form last prep. She ran some great races behind, you know, Group 1 winners. So really high class mare that'll she'll look to win her at some stage, no doubt.
And you finished the day with Parast, who he had a terrific winter campaign with up in Brisbane, and he's fitter for one run back from a spell.
Yeah, still might be a run short. He's a horse that he takes a bit of racing to reach his peak. So whether he's just sort of still a run short, and you know, I'm not too worried about. Wouldn't be normally too worried about drawing out a bit wider on, because he just likes to roll and find his position. But it looks a fair bit of speed underneath him. So just how much work he has to do to get into a spot, he's obviously going to be vital. You know, being second up 1400, how strong he is late. But yeah, on his Queensland form, this is definitely a very suitable race for him. And if he was to show his best, he'd be right in the finish.
All right, it's a big day of racing, full stop, and a big ride, or big book of rides for you, Tim. And you're a hot jock, 8 from 14, as Dino said. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Tim Clark with us, our jockey in focus today for Lucre Super, because every Australian deserves financial dignity. Did you get any little gems there, Dino? Any more information that you could sort of sharpen the pencil with?
Very much so. We'll talk about that when we get to the third leg of the quaddy half.
Righto, we'll do that after the break. We're two legs down, two to go on the Friday form for Caulfield Cup Day on the Breakfast Club. Nice to have your company on a beautiful morning in Melbourne town. We are halfway through the Friday form. Caulfield Cup Day tomorrow, $5 million feature, race 8, 440 on the local guides. The 2,400 metre feature, the Group 1. It's going to be good fun. So we're two legs down, two to go. Race 9 is the third leg, the Tristark Stakes. Time honoured. Tristark Stakes. There are 14 going around at this stage, Dino, and Invincibella. And then we spoke to Tim Clark about his ride, Shamook, in this before the break. Prince Invincibella for Chris Waller and Huey Bowman is favourite at $3.90.
Yeah, I think the Sydney form will probably dominate here, half, and I was really interested to hear Jockey Clark mention that Shamook will probably just roll to the front and make it a bit of a test. I think that's a really good plan, because I think she can get the front pretty easily. And she beat these mares, probably, as he mentioned, a little bit luckily against Invincibella, but Invincibella's going to have to get through traffic tomorrow and he'll be away and gone. So I'm with Shamook to beat Invincibella. Invincible Gem is a really good mare that usually races against the males. She's back to mare's grade. She's really well placed here, but she'll be a long way back in the run. Need a bit of luck getting through the field, but she's very good. And Booker was a much better run last week, and I think she's probably the best of the local chances. So they're the main four. If you're going wider, I think Elika Zoom's come up really well, number 9, and Savatiano had no luck at Flemington behind Invincibella. But 7, 3, 4, 6 for me. If you were going wider, probably 9 and 11 next best.
Shamook, a $9.50 chance. 75% of the boys in the studio reach for their phones. What do you make of number 2, Aloysia Dean? I thought was fair when resuming. We'll be second up tomorrow where she's got a good record and on track to the mile.
She's got a great place in my heart, but
we're off, Duno. We're off.
Next start, 1600 Mile Classic. Yeah, too short for tomorrow.
Okay. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, you boys, just yet.
Throw her out.
Didn't throw her out, but she's not tomorrow.
No, not you, the other blokes. Be of little faith. All right, beautiful. $9.50 winner in the third leg of the quaddie there, half.
That sounds a pretty good result for me, if you don't mind. Righto, 7, 3, 4, and 6 in the third leg. The last leg is the Moonja Stakes over the 1400 as well. We've got 10 going around, Dino, and you wouldn't believe it. DK Weir's got Peaceful State as the favourite.
Yeah, he's a horse I'm a real fan of, half. He had no luck at all in the Sarupa Clark Stakes after a really good first up run to his stablemate Land of Plenty, who of course won the Toorak last week. So he's a great chance. I think Mr. Sneaky's a great chance as well. He comes through the same form lines. His run in the Rupert Clark was terrific. He's just got to sit back, come with one run, and I think the speed will be pretty good up front, as Tim Clark mentioned, with Paras going forward, Ciccone, Tom Melbourne, Music Magnate, all got tactical speed. I think it sets up well for Mr. Sneaky. Peaceful State's the danger, number 5. 2 Parast. Interested that Tim Clark thought he might need one more run, but he's a Guineas Prelude winner at this track and distance. And I thought Dreamforce, who I liked at Flemington, I don't think he really handled the straight that well, but fitter, and he's a chance as well. But 8, 5, 2, 6 for me.
Peaceful State, a $4 chance. Mr. Sneaky at $5 with Dreamforce. You're more forgiving than me, Dino. I thought Dreamforce was pretty disappointing last start, but...
You never change leg up the straight, Quinny, so that's just... it's a no-no.
Okay.
So, do your replays.
I did. Disappointing. You can have...
Speaking of analysis...
Speaking of disappointing, number 7.
What's wrong with number 7? Tom Melbourne. Oh, Tommy. Now... Is there a market? Have you got a special second market for us for Tom Melbourne?
Will he run a place, Dino?
I don't know if even his place stays are with him at the moment. He's battling.
How's your relationship with Tom?
Testing.
Why? Why? You just treat him as a scratching if you don't like him.
No, he's...
You're emotionally committed. Yeah, you're like Rammer and Nick Kyrgios. You're emotionally invested in this horse.
Have you ever...
He entertains too. He's a bit like Nick.
That's true.
Have you ever met Tom?
Oh, I have seen him a couple of times down there. Looked at him a little bit funny. He's just... He's done. He's done. I'm not even backing him a place anymore. For a little while, I was just backing him a place only, and that was working.
Genius.
But no, he's coming off an... 6th and a 12th, and he's done.
So talking about videos, Dino, and analysis...
I'm going to back him, I reckon. This is the time to get on.
getting ready for analysis and form. Tomorrow, the rail is out 6 metres. Does that come into your calculations?
I want to watch how the day is panning out, half. They usually get it very right, Caulfield Cup Day. It races pretty fair, and that's why the club are content to do that and race in the 6 metre position on Cup Day, on their biggest day. So it's raced beautifully so far, and I'm expecting it to do much the same. The biggest factor at Caulfield in recent times has been the wind factor, since they've knocked down the grandstands around the home turn there and it's opened it right up. It can get a bit exposed there, but I'm expecting a pretty even playing field.
Just before we get your all-important formula bet, can I just ask you about race number 2? Because I dare say a lot of punters will be looking to start their day with Ranier, who was a certainty beat last start, but she's a dominant favourite now at $2.50. Then you've got Yulong January, who's undefeated at $4, and Wild Planet looking for a hat-trick of victories at $8.50. Is the favourite too short because it was a good thing beat last start, or is it a good time to get on, having had everything go wrong?
I think it's over bet, but it's a race I don't really want to play because I think Yulong January is a really smart horse, but he's deep into his first preparation, whether he can just keep going. Wild Planet, he was unlucky as well in the Rainier race. He was 3 wide and working and did a good job. So I think it's a bit of a tricky race. And then you get a fresher horse on the scene like Ring-a-Ding-Ding, who just is building his form for Darren Weir. I think they're the main chances. But it's an interesting race, but I don't know if I want to get too involved.
I know, punters beware for race two. Bit of heads up from Dino early. That's good stuff. Dino, the formula bet, please.
Yes, Half, that's a really good question that you ask. And it is for Mick Kaufman of Digger's Rest. And for Mick, we are having $40 to win race 3, number 6, Eduardo, $40 to win race 5, number 6, Very Elegant, and $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 3, number 6, into race 5, number 6 for Mick Kaufman of Digger's Rest.
Which, of course, comes to?
$7.75
for Mick. Good stuff, Mick. Hope it goes well for you. And again, what we've had here with the all-up bet is two specials that aren't in the quaddy legs. This is good business. So we've actually covered six legs of the day tomorrow.
60% of the card.
60% of the card. I like this from Dino.
Dino, does 70
silly talked about race two as well.
Yeah, we did race two as well. So we've got most of it done already.
Just listen for races 1, 3, and 4 tomorrow.
Very Elegant going to win the Oaks.
Oh, she's a good chance. It's it'll be interesting to see her tomorrow at 2,000 metres and second run for the Weir Stable because she's only a recent addition to the team. So I think she'll progress forward and win tomorrow and we'll go from there.
All right, a lot to look forward to tomorrow. We'll certainly be paying attention tomorrow morning as well on RSN 927, Dino, when you really get the pencil sharpened and give us your best for racing tomorrow at Caulfield.
Thank you, Huff.
Good on you, Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst.